We often hear in the media in America, oh my God, Muslims, watch out. Terrorists, their religion is not like the other religion. A religion of peace, of course not. Don't be ridiculous, right? I mean, these guys are far more inclined towards violence than other religions. Well, that's interesting. UC Berkeley, a political scientist, M. Stephen Fish, decided, hey, you know what? Why don't I check that out, see if that's true? Now, there's a lot of different ways that you can judge this, and there's a lot of different metrics you can use, but he thought, why not look at the murder rates in Muslim countries and non-Muslim countries and see how they relate? I mean, if there's something intrinsic to the religion of Islam that leads to violence, it might not just show itself in terms of terrorism or wars. And remember, it's not like the Muslims started the war in Iraq. We started the war in Iraq, right? And then a lot of violence broke out. But murder is a different category. It's, you know, intentional homicide, and it's judged based on crime statistics. So let's check that out, okay? I thought that's an interesting idea. So he explains, predominantly Muslim countries average 2.4 murders per annum per 100,000 people, compared to 7.5 in non-Muslim countries. What? The percentage of the society that is made up of Muslims is an extraordinarily good predictor of a country's murder rate. So get a load of this. More Muslims equals less murder. Republicans, conservatives, all of you, everybody in the media, go ahead. This is the time when your head explodes. And not due to Muslims. No way, man, I don't believe it. Oh, facts suck. I don't know why. I read a poll that they like to have women's heads covered. No, yeah, okay, that's all interesting, right? But these are the numbers. You can go check them yourself, okay? So the non-Muslim countries have murder rates 3 times higher. So now I know what a lot of smart people are thinking. Wait a minute now. There's a lot of different factors that go into that. Yeah, you're right. So let's just read up on the rest of the context of this, and then we'll talk about it. It says, more authoritarianism in Muslim countries does not account for the difference. I have found that controlling for political regime and statistical analysis does not change the findings. More Muslims, less homicide. So because if I would have thought the same thing. Hey, look, a lot of these countries, unfortunately, are under authoritarian leadership. And now if you got a guy who's a dictator and who's going to, you know, have severe consequences for you, if there's crime, maybe that affects the numbers. But he controlled for that, and he found that it does not affect the numbers. Okay. How about if you took out some of the troublesome Christian countries? There are countries, by the way, when they're troublesome, they're not called Christian countries. They are countries that happen to be Christian. Right? But there's huge murder rates in some of those countries. So he thought of that. He said, Fish further fleshed out these findings, for example, by rerunning the numbers to exclude non-Muslim majority states with extraordinarily high murder rates. Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Jamaica, Lesotho, South Africa, and Venezuela. Countries with lots of Muslims were still less murder prone by a pretty large margin. Okay. Now, do I believe that there is something inherent in Muslim people that makes them less violent than other Homo sapiens? Of course not. That argument is as absurd as saying that Muslims are inherently more violent. No, they're human beings. They're exactly the same as the rest of us. Now, could there be something that is in their culture, the socioeconomic conditions, political context that's making the difference? Yes. Now that's exactly what I say also about terrorism, that it might have something to do with the political context, the socioeconomic conditions, etc. And all that should be studied further. Okay, but the idea that Muslims are inherently more violent in general is counterfactual. It is the opposite of true. Okay? So now, again, it's not to say that Muslims are lovely people who float up on clouds and who have a different makeup than we do, okay? And who would never do anything wrong. Of course, there's still murders. It's not at the same rate. And there's got to be other explanations for it. But the idea that Muslims are more violent is just not only irrational, but just simply not true. It does not comport with the facts as we have them. So for all of you guys who wanted to consider the Muslims are the worst of the worst, I guess that's a sad day for you. You'll have to go find another group to single out and go, no, but those are the really, really bad guys.